This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear, dude.
Oh, good.
I know. Huzzah.
I'm hoping that you can't hear all the chaos around me.
Well, I can't. So.
That's good.
I mean, but to be fair, I'm like partially deaf. Well, like I'm not, this is very serious. I think what I did was, you know how when you're younger, you take certain things for granted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was younger, grandma would always tell me, like, you should not listen to your music that loud in your headphones. Like, you're going to hurt yourself. And I'd be like, she's old. She didn't even have headphones. She just went through the depression. She doesn't know anything. Which is stupid. Obviously, that was stupid. But yeah, she was probably right. Because I'm way deaf now. Like, I have a hard time. Everyone at work thinks it's funny because I'm skittish.
Yeah.
But it's not because I'm, like, easily scared. It's because I cannot hear when people are coming at me. It's like a danger in a dark alley kind of situation, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's a birthday party out here. And they're just, you know, our lots aren't very big out here. And so, yeah. Really, I mean, she's like maybe, I don't know, a block away, if that, from where we are. I mean, I try to use, it's hard for me to use, like, normal, like, city
measurement terms.
Yeah, because it's just not like that out here. It's so different, but
yeah.
It's
kind of like an intricate web of like plots of land, kind of.
Yeah, and then, you know, everyone's got the get out of the house fever because they're tired of quarantining forever. So now,
yeah.
Technically, it doesn't open out here until April 1st, but, like, everyone's out here.
Yeah,
it's busy.
I can't. That's a problem. I had the same thing happen today where I just looked at Zeb and was like, I don't even give a flip, like, where we go.
Yeah.
I just really need to not spend another weekend inside this house.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, basically the year mark of when everything just completely stopped.
Right. Know? Well,
so,
you know,
I
kind of got away from that last weekend by coming to visit Seattle.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to go anywhere. In fact, you know, I visited two cousins last weekend.
Who? Who was that?
I don't know. Just these two gals. Since I visited both of you and stayed at both of your houses, both of you have only sons, you know.
Right.
So I can say this, but somebody's son got me sick.
You don't have to, like, you don't have to protect my 5-year-old when he listens to this in like 20 years. I'll be dead anyway, probably.
Oh, stop.
Because I'm probably going to die young. I don't know. At this rate, maybe. But no, I think he has like a little cold and he kind of gave it to all of us. Yeah. I don't know, because Zeb is like, Zeb's wondering about the origin of the cold. And I'm like, dude, it's from his little Montessori. And Zeb's like, I'm not so sure. I don't know. Because he didn't have, like, any symptoms until Saturday. And I was like, really? Because I distinctly remember asking Chaska on Friday and telling her he's been kind of snotty.
Yeah.
I was like, well, he's just kind of generally a snot-nosed kid because of his allergies. You know? So,
and then that's the thing, too, is, like, then I come home and I'm somebody, I never had allergies, like, as a kid or anything, but as soon as I hit my 20s, I became a person with allergies.
Totally.
And, I'm allergic to, like, a lot of grasses and a lot of pollens, which, you know, the wind's a-blowing over here.
Right. Same here.
And it's getting warmer out. Like, we hit 65 the other day, and you know, the lake is finally all melted and we have water back. And so I think mine's like a combination of like that lingering. And honestly, the cold isn't bad. It's just kind of like annoying, really.
Yeah,
but
I'm not happy about the cold. It It's not really affect it didn't really affect me a ton. I did have like a little bit of a little bit of a sore throat, and then had to clear my throat often. At a couple days I woke up with a little bit of a cough, but mine's like gone. Zeb has It's funny because he's the one who never gets sick, and Zeb definitely has more of the symptoms. He's got like the cough and stuff,
Oh, mine, I haven't coughed or anything. I had the sore throat. That's kind of, I rode that out. Now it's just kind of like the annoying stuff, like the sinuses and the post-sneeze grip and the, just the annoying, like it's not like I'm sick. I'm just,
Well, no, I definitely have the post-nasal drip too, and I keep asking you because I'm like, it's weird because now after COVID, you get scared, even though you know it's just a cold. Like none of us, I mean, knock on wood here, none of us have had like a fever. We can all still taste things,
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm good.
But I keep asking you, I'm like, do you think? And you're like, it is not Rona. You do not have coronavirus. So anyways, long story short, I listened to your advice completely. However,
That's the same as saying but okay, keep going.
So I listened to you absolutely completely, but just to be sure, because I want to make, because we did, you came here. And then we went over to our cousin Kitty's the not the next day, but the day after, and we spent time with her. And then of course we mask in public. We're public maskers, but we did hit up IKEA. And so anyway, just to err on the side of caution, out of an abundance of caution, I'm getting tested for coronavirus tomorrow. And it's just the 1 hour test, so I'll know an hour after it's done, and then we can all just stop worrying about it. Because if one of us has it, then we all have it. But if one of us doesn't have it, then we likely all don't have it. And I just thought, why not just do it and stop? Because you know how I get anxious about stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say nobody's worrying about it but you. So if
I'm
it
the only
stops
one.
your worrying,
Yes.
then do it.
I'm the only one who's freaking worried about it. Even Zeb is like, Kim, we don't have coronavirus. Like, stop.
Like here's the way that I look at it, and like I think too much about things usually, but the way I look at it is I actually had a COVID patient at the hospital, and I did not get it, so I'm fairly confident in my hand washing and my like the my mask wearing and going out in public and the sanitize. Like I'm not too worried about it. If I haven't got it yet, I must be doing something right. That's the way I look at it. And another way I know that I don't have corona is that, like you said, we can taste and smell, but I hate, like, one of my biggest things in life that I absolutely hate is smelling like fire.
Yeah, you hate like campfire smell.
Yeah, like I love being by the campfire, but I just when I go home, I just feel like I need to strip down and change clothes. I don't like smelling like a campfire, and that's all I feel like I can smell right now.
I mean, listen, I get it. I don't like that smell either. And it's one of those things that just lingers in your clothes until you wash them. It's like you can't get rid of it. It's also like if you eat at like a greasy spoon diner, And then you smell like the kitchen of a greasy spoon diner for like until you wash those clothes and take a shower. Like it just doesn't go away. Same with a campfire. Like it just the scent of it just does not go away unless you wash your clothes and have a shower and like do all the things. So I'm with you there because I can't. That's one of those things that I'm like, I can't. If I can't control it, I'm over it. We got to fix it. I need to be able to be in the driver's seat of whatever I, smell like. I don't know why. But yeah, it's just one of those things
Which
that I got that too.
this is something I was going to ask eventually. This could be a nice little segue into something. I don't
Oh,
know.
sure.
But what do you normally smell like? Like if people wanted to know what you smelled like what would you put out there?
Well,
Like, is there a product you
Yes.
use that you smell, or
Yes.
several
I'm
products that you use that we
yes.
could mix
Yes.
together?
Yes. So, the first thing is for a very long time, I'm sure you'll recall, I had somewhat of a little bit of like an addiction to not to I always wanted to smell like vanilla,
Oh,
and
yeah.
there was a specific vanilla body spray that I used for years. And then in like my mid-20s, that started smelling really gross to me. 'Cause I don't know what happened, but it was like somehow in my mid-20s, there was just this switch that flipped, and I was like, I'm tired of smelling like vanilla. But everyone loved it. Like every boyfriend that I had in junior high and high school was like, oh, you smell so good. And when I waited tables, that's what I wore, and everybody thought it I apparently was a good compliment to the shellfish dinner they ordered. I don't know. But
I
yeah.
love vanilla too. I used to wear that a lot.
Yeah, it was the body fantasy for that I used to get it from Walgreens or from I think Target. And it was just like a $6 bottle, gigantic bottle of body spray. And I get that I would save up my allowance for it and would buy it and like I would buy three of them at a time at a certain point once I had enough money. It was just like that's my scent. That's what I like to smell like. But yeah, in my mid-20s it just started smelling really gross to me. And so I tried a bunch of different perfumes. I tried ones. My mom's was always Halston. That was my mom's jam. She loved Halston. I tried that on me. That smells like a bar of soap. It's disgusting. Like I was like, this is just not my scent. It was not made for me. And then grandma's was Oscar de la Renta. I tried that. That was not a smell for me. So then I started trying all of the new perfumes, like ones that are named after famous people, you know? Like I ran the gambit of famous people. Nothing smelled quite right. At my wedding in my mid-20s, after I'd sworn off the vanilla, which I still have a bottle of it somewhere, and every once in a while I'll spray myself with it, and I'm like, yeah, this is gross. Like just because I'm, you know, like just to try to see if I still like it. I wore Ralph Lauren's Romance, which was one that I did like for a time. But anyway, so
What color one was it?
the Romance. It was clear and it came in like a square bottle with a silver lid.
Oh, okay. It's not what I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that was I wore that one for a while. I did the Heavenly series from Victoria's Secret for a while because that one's really crisp and very like clean. And I have a couple bottles of that body spray laying around too that I sometimes will still if use in a pinch. But my favorite perfume now is one that just smells incredible on me. It is absolutely my scent. It is the scent that everyone, like when they smell the scent, they're like, oh, Kim, that smells really good on you. And it's Flower Bomb. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's, oh my God, I can't even believe I'm admitting this. It's really expensive. It's by Victor and Ralph. I believe that it's French. And it comes in a very, you can actually get your bottle decorated with like a bow. I can't believe I'm admitting this. But it's really expensive. And I probably get a 3.5 or a 5 ounce bottle every 6 to 7 months just because it is so expensive and I try to like use it very sparingly. But the difference between Flower Bomb and most other perfumes is that other perfumes are like watered down. But Flower Bomb is like 100% the oil of the perfume. Like it's the scent of the, I don't know how to explain it. Nevertheless, Flower Bomb is the perfume that I wear. It's really expensive. I love it. I'm actually out of it right now. And so I got this free sample of some other perfume. And I do have a collection of other perfumes that I like try to go between sometimes, but it just never is flower bomb, so it just never works out for me.
Yeah.
And I got a sample of a different one and I tried it and I text Zeb yesterday from work and I was like, I can't wait for my next bottle of flower bomb to come because it's on a schedule. Like I have it show up every 6 months. You know, Prime
Yeah.
on the subscribe and save. You gotta if there's a big ticket item that you gotta subscribe and save on, it's the frickin' French perfume. So anyway, I was like, I can't wait for this to come. And then I said, I literally typed out in all caps, like, I feel like I stink. Because the other perfume just did not mix well. Like, nobody told me that I stunk. It just didn't mix well.
Yeah.
It wasn't my, thing. And then as far as like other products go, I like the MAC Studio Fix powder. I use that on my face. It doesn't really have a scent. I use St. Ives products. I actually swear by St. Ives products. They're really inexpensive. But I like the green tea. It's sort of like a granulated face wash. I used to use the apricot scrub one, but it was too much exfoliation for my face, I felt like.
Yeah.
So now I use the green tea one, and when I don't use that, if I'm going high scale and I want to be fancy pants, I use Clarins or Clarins. People here call it Clarins, but I use Clarins because it's all natural and stuff. But I swear by St. Ives, and I use the collagen elastin lotion on my face pretty much daily. That's really good for you. I use it after I do the derma roller, which you taught me to use. But instead of using, I use the vitamin C, but instead of using the hyaluronic acid, I use the collagen elastin lotion.
Nice.
Another thing that I always smell like is cocoa butter because I use Palmer's cocoa butter. That's been a product that I buy consistently throughout the years. And then as far as shampoo goes, I've been using this new, it's new to me. I'm pretty sure it's new to the market. It's effectively targeted ads at me on like social media and stuff, but it's called Vegamore. And it's like a vegan, cruelty-free, like all natural, all organic shampoo, conditioner, and then just like hair care line. And it also has like a regrowth serum because one of the big reasons why I cut my hair, which by the way, doesn't it look ridiculous? Did you see that picture I took the other day?
No, I think it's cute.
It's no, it's I look like I don't know. It is like a I'm looking at myself right now and I can't even I'm like gonna walk away from this mirror.
I mean, I get what you're saying because I went and hacked my bangs off because I was feeling
Yeah.
type of way about turning 35, and
Yeah.
that was a mistake. So now I'm going through the awkward pinning of the bangs. So I
Well, that's
get
the
it.
thing is like I'm growing it back out after like I didn't have any kind of it wasn't like I was feeling any kind of way. There were like literal patches of my hair that were like falling out, and I think it was due to anxiety during coronavirus. I got really bad anxiety and I had to go back into therapy for a little while and I had to change some of my medications and I found out I had hypothyroidism. So I was like losing patches of my hair and I was like, well, just like everything else I do in life, I'm just gonna do this and see what happens. And I just grabbed we I have a pair of wall clippers because I clip the two men in my life, my husband and my adorable son, who gave us all the common cold probably. I cut their hair at home, which actually is really helpful during coronavirus, you come to find out, because you don't want to go. I don't want to take my kid for his $20 haircut. If I can just do it at home and we can avoid not getting coronavirus. I mean, it just makes sense, right? I just took the wall clippers to my head and was like, I'm just gonna eyeball this. And I shaved one side, and I shaved it all around, but then I like left one side a little bit longer. And everyone kind of complimented it, said nice things, but it was mostly like, I'm just gonna do it and see what happens. And after I did that, I think the weight of my long hair too, because my hair was really long when I decided to just cut it off. The weight of it and the fact that I was constantly pulling it back, I think it was strategic patches too, because the way I would like pull it back was pulling out the hair. Now, where those patches were, I have like all of this like little baby hair regrowth happening. So annoying, actually, because it's like way more fluffy and like won't go with the flow of the rest of my head. It's good. I mean, it's growing back. It's just, I was so stressed out and I had so much anxiety. And then on top of it, I just was changing medications for anxiety purposes. And yeah, it was nuts. So I was like, I'm just going to shave it. If there's ever going to be a year where half my head is bald, this is the year. And then as soon as I did it, I was like, that was a tragic mistake. I hate everything. It was awful. Now I'm going through the regrowth period and it's awful.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, because it'll grow back. I
Yep.
mean, that's what, I was falling out anyway because of my hypothyroidism, which I now take medication for. So I think that's probably another reason why it's growing back.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was one of those things where I was like, I'm gonna try this new vegan shampoo and I'm just gonna grow my hair back out and I am gonna stop worrying about like trying to cover my bad haircut with wigs or get extensions. Or, I mean, I looked into extensions and it was so expensive. And I told Zeb, I have to do this. Like, I have to get these extensions. I'm gonna call this lady. I'm gonna make an appointment. And he was like, listen, I always want you to do you. But first of all, it's $300. So I need you to really think about what else you could buy for $300 and just tell yourself whether or not it's worth it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's for a full head of extensions and for her to like blend your hair into the extensions. And I was like, okay. And then he goes, and the second thing I really need you to think about is it's $300. And I was like, you're right. And he's like, Kimmy, it's gonna grow back. Like, it just, y your hair grows fast. It's gonna grow back. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Right? I have to like clean up my neck. I have to shave my neck and stuff every once in a while, which is fine. But it's growing back. It's coming back in fine.
Like, put some curls in your hair and buy some feminine clips, and it'll be fine.
Well, that's another problem, actually. So I'm allergic to fake metal.
Don't buy
I
metal.
think, no, I know. I've tried other things. I've tried like plastic and stuff, but it won't tame the beast. Like, it just doesn't. And unless it's like a literal straight up like metal bobby pin or like a metal clip, it won't tame my hair. But then when I use those other things, I get like little rashes because I'm allergic to metal. So I'm like, I need to go like get, I don't know. Do they even make like real like surgical steel bobby pins somewhere? Does anyone know?
I don't know. We'll put it out there. Somebody could tell us.
Yeah, hey, can I get them gold plated somewhere? They're like, I'm sorry, that's gonna be $300. And then Zeb just looks at me. God damn it, Kim.
Last forever.
Yeah, right. Not at the rate I lose bobby pins. Apparently, you don't fucking know me at all. I'm like, oh, I had a million bobby pins. Now I'm down to one. Where are all of my bobby pins? Oh, man. Good. Well, anyway, yeah. So if someone is interested enough to know what I smell like, go down to your local Sephora and request a sample of Flower Bomb. And if they don't have it at Sephora, they might have it at Macy's, and they don't have it at Macy's. They don't sell it Ulta in stores, but I can get it Ulta online. I don't think you don't want to spend $100 on Flower Bomb. So, like, don't do that. But if you want to know what I smell like, that's what I smell like. And it smells really good, by the way. I'm not
Don't
bragging. I'm
you
just
always
saying.
smell good, though?
Thanks, man. Yeah, I try. I am always concerned about not smelling good, and so I make sure that I do smell good.
Yeah.
I know I it's one of those things that like I was always worried about in junior high and stuff is like, you know, I think when you start going through puberty and you like need deodorant and like things like that,
Yeah.
that's when I started really like using a ton of deodorant and like covering myself in that vanilla body spray. And I think it's just like, I'm so worried I'm gonna smell bad
Yeah.
and that someone's gonna think that I smell bad that I constantly make sure I smell good. I don't know. I can't help it. That's my thing. So yeah, flower bomb, if anyone cares. I'm not sure that it's something. What about you? What do you smell like? I want to know what you smell like. Do you have a perfume or like a signature scent? Do you have products you use that give off scent?
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing too. That's why I told about some of the products I use just regularly because other products have scent.
Yeah.
It's not just like the perfume that you wear.
Right.
So what's your jam?
Well, I too went through the vanilla phase, but I did the Bath and Body Works, the warm
Yeah.
vanilla sugar or whatever.
Yeah, I like the warm vanilla sugar. Do you know what? Can I just say, and this is, I'm sorry to cut into your time immediately after I asked you the question, because I feel like it's really important that I apologize for that bullshit. But cucumber melon was such a hit.
I know.
And it's still to this day, if I smell it on someone, I'm like, dude, that is just amazing. It smells so good. It's so refreshing, something about it.
I
I
went
don't
through a
know.
phase of it, but I got over it pretty quickly.
Yeah, but if you were to smell it today, because I know you can, scent is the sense that is most tied to memory.
Yeah.
When I smell it today, it makes me nostalgic.
Yeah.
And I think about even just the way that the bottles used to look back then. In the like late 90s,
Yeah.
which is, I mean, I don't know, some of our listeners might not even have been born when I started using cucumber melon from Bath and Body
Huh, I
Works.
don't
Some of them might have been, I was too old to get into that lotiony bullshit, but who knows? So anyway, you use the warm vanilla sugar though. I like that. I do like that. That's a good one. Even today, I'll get that sometimes.
Yeah, I like that one. That one's nice. But so I had a gift given to me just randomly, and it was perfume from Bath and Body Works, and it was called Secret Wonderland. And I got so many compliments wearing it. I love that perfume. It smelled good on me. It didn't make me feel sick or anything. Like some of them are too strong and they make me feel like sick to my
Yeah.
And then they went and discontinued it. And so I haven't really had a smell, but then my friend sells the Scentigent stuff, like the lip scent stuff where it doesn't come off, like the lipstick that, like what I wore to the game, the purple lipstick that doesn't come off. Yeah. So they have a whole line of different stuff, and she found one that's kind of fruity that I like and that I get compliments, but I don't use it very often because it's like $70 a bottle.
Yeah. That's like
So,
the flower bomb is like I can't even believe I'm admitting this. It's like $130 for a one bottle. But I only spend it like every 6 months though. I mean that's just, you know, and I would tear through body spray.
yeah,
So comparatively,
I don't wear it a lot. Like, I don't wear stuff like if I'm going somewhere where I know, like, in our family, we're like affectionate, so we're hugging each other and stuff. If I go somewhere like that, I'll put it on. But when you work in healthcare, you're not supposed to wear strong scents. And so I don't wear it very often unless I have something I'm like going to or something. But that's kind of like my perfume scent. The thing that I get, our Auntie KK hugged me the other day and she told me
Can
how
I
great.
wait, wait, wait. Can I just say, I already know what it is because I think the same thing every time I hug you, but go
She said, "Oh, you smell so good. What is that?" And I looked her dead in the eye and I said, "Soap."
You're so funny.
No, I use the Garnier Fructis shampoo, but it has to be the apple one.
I was just about to say the apple.
Yes, and I get so many compliments on that. I like fruity smells on me now.
Yeah.
Apple is definitely like candle warmers or whatever. I buy the
Yeah.
apple kind in my, and not apple cinnamon. I don't want the
No.
cinnamon. I just want apple.
Yeah.
My
Like
deodorant,
it's if it says like
apples.
apple orchard or you know
Yes.
hail of apples
Yes.
or yeah.
Yeah, don't give me apple pie because that smells cinnamony. I don't want the cinnamon
I
in
don't
there.
want
I just
that.
want apple. I like the fruity, fresh scent of apple.
Yeah. I got
But
like an orange one that kind of made my whole house smell like a creamsicle. Do you remember that one?
yeah.
I liked that one a lot. And I generally go for more of like the vanilla
Yeah.
when I'm doing like a candle or like a scentsy situation. Or I'll go the opposite direction and do something fruit, like really fruity, you know?
Yeah.
But I found that orange one and it was just right. It was like it literally smelled like a creamsicle in my house, like an orange creamsicle. It was so good.
I enjoy going to people's houses that have different scents in their house, but to me,
Yeah.
apple is not overpowering, but it's like
Yeah.
just enough. Like some people's houses you walk into and it smells like they sprayed like straight cologne on everything.
Every
And you're
inch,
like,
every piece of fucking fabric. And or there's like Febreze everywhere,
yeah.
which I like. I who doesn't love a good dose of crisp linen or you know, Gain scent. I have Gain scented plugins right now. And so
Well,
there's certain areas.
that's something else too that gives off a smell. Like I'm addicted to Gain detergent.
I love Gain.
Oh, Gain
Yes.
is my jam.
It's so good. It's so good.
I've
I
tried to
just
steer away
love it.
from it, and I just can't. In fact, I wasn't expecting to stay as long as I did in Seattle.
Right.
And, you know, it's funny you talk about how smells bring back different things, or like you can smell something and think of somebody. Or I ran out of clothes, and so Kitty washed my clothes for me, and the whole way home, I felt like I smelled like Kitty. Like
Yeah.
it's not bad. You just smell like somebody else. Like your smell's been hijacked.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's how I felt on Friday too, so I get it. Like, whose perfume is this? It's not mine. This does not smell good.
Yeah.
I did like, there was one I liked. It was, and I begrudgingly admit this because I'm not upset to admit it. It's Ariana Grande's perfume. And I don't know enough about Ariana Grande to say one way or the other whether I like her or I don't like her. But she made this perfume that comes in a bottle that looks like a cloud.
Oh.
And I do like that one. And I did get that for myself. And then I ended up buying another bottle for my sister-in-law, who also likes perfume for her birthday, because I do like that scent. But it's never going to be to me what Flower Bomb is.
Yeah.
And so I know what you mean, where it's like, or I'll smell something and I'll think to myself, that would smell good on this person.
Yeah.
But it's not a smell that is like, it's not a scent that is for me,
Yeah.
if that makes sense.
Yeah,
So.
my mom wears a perfume that's really, it smells good on her, but if I put it on, it would smell awful. It's called Bulgari and it's the Omnia one.
Okay.
And it
But on you,
smells,
it's just not your jam.
no, it's not. I mean, honestly, I've tried to find that Secret Wonderland. I keep hoping that they'll be nice and bring back the scent and I could buy like 50,000 of them or
Yeah.
stock it or something, but that hasn't happened yet, so
If
I'm trying
anyone
to.
we know, if anyone we know has the inside track on
Yeah.
some secret Wonderland, what the, I mean, the title of it just is giving me John Mayer vibes, and I'm not the biggest John Mayer fan. I have to put it out there. I don't know if anyone, I don't want to offend anyone who is a John Mayer fan. But like his voice is fine, I guess. His music is okay, I guess. But his mouth when he's singing looks like an eternal black hole. Like I'm not trying to be rude or mean, and I'm not trying to throw shade or like I'm the last person who's allowed to say what somebody else looks like. I am a human being too, and I look certain ways, and people don't necessarily probably think I'm the most attractive person, but his mouth is so gigantic. He has the biggest mouth. You know, I'm just so mean. That's terrible. I'm probably going to edit that out because it's so mean.
You said that, and I instantly pictured Steven Tyler.
Yes, another person with a gigantic mouth. Just huge. Why? Why do we have all these people walking around with gigantic mouths? I don't know. I don't know. There's that, you know, speaking of appearances, whatever. I constantly have a problem with my own mouth because my lips to me feel very small and thin. Then I'm like, do I just need to get like filler? You know, and make them.
No.
No, I just calm the fuck down. I wasn't even into the story. Gee, no. Oh my God, Kimmy. And then you call your, can you believe Kim mom? Kimmy's trying to get filler. It turns into a huge rumor. The next thing we know, I'm on TMZ, unknown podcaster, and certainly Tacoma nobody, Kim Seimers has gotten lip filler. Her family is outraged. No, but that's one of the things about myself that I've always been kind of insecure about was like, okay, again, I don't want my mouth to be gigantic. That would be not my favorite thing. Probably, maybe not my favorite thing.
Thanks, Ezra.
Yeah, Ezra, just a little of Ezra for the podcast. He's so cute. Anyway, but I want my lips to be more full and luscious. You know, because I feel like they're very thin. But then other people who have the same, I guess, personal appearance issue have said to me, no, like they're not huge, but they're not, you know, tiny. Like, look how thin my lips are or whatever. And so I think it's all about comparison. I think that we get very comparative about features that we have or looks that we have that other people don't have or that they do have or just things like that.
Yeah.
But having a gigantic mouth is just objectively true. I mean, I can be insecure all day, but Steven Tyler's still going to be able to eat half of an orange in one bite. Like that's he just physically is got a gigantic mouth. Yeah, there's no other way to put it. Like he just has a huge mouth. I would love to have luscious lips. I would not love to be able to eat a kiwi in a single bite. You know? Just peel and all at that point, 'cause who cares?
Don't know. I think we all kind of have insecurities about certain things, and the older I get, the more it's like, love me for who I am or just go away. I really don't care. I was telling somebody this story today about the dancing next to the whole military fleet,
I love that. I love that so much.
and they looked at me like, you're not like the, he kind of gave me a look like, I don't
Not
picture you
ashamed.
doing that, you
Yeah,
know?
right.
But I was like, I just don't care anymore. Like when
Also,
I
do you know
was
what? Do you know what? Whoever that person is that you were telling the story who was looking at you some kind of way, listen, let me tell you this. You didn't get a cardboard sign held up to you by an attractive American hero that had a heart on it. She did.
I did.
So,
Well, and I mean, let's be honest, the kid was probably way too young for me, and I'm not into being a cougar, so but it was still fun. I
I
don't
know.
care.
Who care? But that's the thing. Who cares? I understand that. How can I ask you, how young is too young for you to date? Like, I'm not, just to be clear, I'm not in a position to say, first of all, my husband's 4 years older than I am. Second of all, in the first example, I use the word husband. So I'm clearly taken, spoken for, whatever, and I don't really think about it that often.
Are you going to start taking applications?
I mean, no,
If you'd
absolutely
like to
not.
date Jessica, send your application to P.O.
Yeah.
Box.
We're just right now I'm just trying to get the age check. The because if we do start taking them, there if you've already set up the parameters, we can filter out a lot of the nonsense in advance. They're gonna be like, well, I listened to episode 9 and apparently like you have to be this tall to ride. I don't know. You know? And by that I mean like of a certain age. That was just the joke about age, not height. I like Zeb is just a little bit taller than me. He's not like super tall. He's probably like, I'm gonna say 5'10" or 5'11". And I, as we've discussed before, I kiss like 5'8". Like I'm not even a full 5'8". And I just don't, height isn't a thing that like matters to me a ton. I don't know. It just doesn't, I
Me
don't know.
either. I don't know the answer to your age question. I would like to date somebody, I don't know,
Like
at
someone who's
least,
like your own age.
my own age, maybe older, is
Yeah.
usually the way I go. I would definitely say no one under 30. I would feel some type
Are
of
you
way.
serious, really?
I don't know. I think I would with age. Like
Some of
height
the most
doesn't bug
beautiful,
me, but age would. Is
some of the most
that
beautiful Hollywood flings have been based off of cougar pets.
know why. It just is weird.
It's
I
not,
mean,
I don't know. I guess it's after a certain point, it's just kind of, I think after 25.
oh, wow.
Well, no, I'm not saying for me. Or am I?
Or are you?
I after about 25, which I met Zeb when he was 24 and he was very mature, but he's just kind of a stoic man and sort of a mature person and he's very wise anyway. But when he was 24, I was 20 and he was 24 when we met. And at 24, he just the way he presented and acted and everything was exactly what I wanted, was like a mature adult human. And I just feel like after about 24, 25, age doesn't really matter if you really care about somebody. Like if you were to meet somebody tomorrow and they were like, I'm 27, would you be like, okay, well, no, because I'm not. You were born when I was in first grade.
Am I a bad person if I say one way or the
What if
other?
it was not that everyone believes in this and not that you believe in this, but what if it was a love at first sight and you were like, oh, I'm sorry, 27, that'll be a no for me, dog.
I mean, I think the reason why I feel some type of way about it is because my brother and I are 7.5 years apart. And so when I think of that,
You
I think
think
of
of your
my
brother.
little brother. Like, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I look a little bit younger than I am.
I do, you know what? I do too. I get that often. Like when I get carded especially. And I say to them, "Oh, thanks. Like that's really nice." And then they look at
Like,
my
look
ID and they're like, and then they look back at me and they look at the ID and they look at me and they're like, "Hey, wait a minute." Which I guess is good. It's good that it's going that direction and not the other direction where they're like, "I don't need to see your fucking ID, you old bitch. Get in here and have a beer."
No, I get carded a lot, but I don't know.
I don't,
I've been.
Jessica, I'm not gonna lie. I don't get carded and done.
Oh, I get carded all the time.
I That's good. I'm excited for you that that's your life. I guess you, if you can pull 23-year-olds and you're still getting carded, clearly you can make your own decisions about age. I don't. But yeah, if you're.
I've never dated anyone younger than me.
Yeah.
So I would say
I
I would.
have, but it was brief.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, what's weird is like when it comes to my grandparents, all of my grandmothers dated younger men and ended up marrying them. And my
Yeah.
mom has dated younger men. Like my biological dad was younger and my dad is younger. Like, I
Yeah.
don't know, but that I just. I don't know. That's something that I just would have to wait and see. I don't
You'd
know
have
when it's.
to play it by ear, huh?
Yeah, because I've just never dated anyone younger. I
I
don't
don't
know.
know. And that's the thing. I think kilty women just age
Yeah.
slower. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude,
No.
but we look pretty good
Yeah.
as long as we stay out of the sun.
Far as age goes, yeah, I would say.
Yeah, I
I don't
mean,
know.
you said as far as age goes, bitch, what are you trying to say to me right now? Like, yeah, you look young, but like busted young.
That wasn't directed at you. That might have been directed more at myself.
No, are you kidding? You're way prettier than me.
No,
You got
stop.
high cheekbones for days. You have like golden eyes. I don't even know what color your eyes are.
I don't know either. I quit telling people what color, like my driver's license says green. I quit telling people because first of all, my eyes kind of change color
They
depending on what
do.
I'm wearing.
They do.
Either be really green or they can be really kind of yellowy.
Sometimes
People.
I will turn and look at you, and they will just, and you'll be like kind of looking into the sunlight a little bit or something, and they will be straight up yellow. Like
Yeah.
they literally look gold with like a hue of brown on the outer portion.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's absolutely, it's like no one, I've never seen eyes like yours ever on anyone. And I'm related to you. So that's like one in a million that I would get to be related to somebody with golden eyes.
Which is funny because you always want what somebody else has. I've always wanted blue eyes
Oh,
because
man.
most of our family has blue eyes, and I didn't get that.
Yeah, my sister got the eyes of my dad's side, the Danis eyes, so she has like a brown, like hazel situation going on, you know.
See, and that's what people try to tell me, or my eyes are hazel.
I well,
I mean.
no, well, yours are, I guess, kind of, but they're more to me, they're more like a yellow green than a like a hazel.
I don't know. I have
Mine are
the
like a blue with gray, like a little darker blue, I
Yeah.
would say. And if you get really close, near the pupil, they are a little, I'm gonna say like a t like more gray than they are blue, and then toward the outer edge, they're blue.
I don't know. I call your eyes blue. I think you have beautiful eyes. I don't know. I'm just, it's, like you always want what you don't have kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's everybody though.
I, right. I,
I wish
my
I had a way smaller waist. Do you,
friend.
Judy already pops, but can you imagine
Me
if I
too.
was just had a little couple inches off the tum? Oh, Judy be popping.
No, Aunt Missy always says that I have cat eyes and tells me they're yellow. I don't know, people say they're hazel. I don't really know. I mean, I guess I take a picture of my eye and we have people tell me what color my eyes
Yeah, I guess so. That's a
are.
good idea. We could take a poll.
Yeah. What color are Jessica's eyes? I don't
An eye expert, please weigh in. Do we have any optometrists in
know.
the listening pool?
What's the best way to take a picture of an eye? Do you use a flash and blind yourself or
Probably. I mean, that's what I would think. As blind as you can get, too. I mean, make sure that flash is turned up to 20.
a new phone, the flash hasn't been used much.
Well, then you're not sending enough pics. That's why you're not dating.
No, I'm terrified to date.
Why?
I don't, well, I'll tell you why. This is
Okay.
I'll tell you exactly why. First of all, I do things like when I left Seattle and I put a podcast on instead of music because I was feeling a little under the weather and I didn't quite feel like dancing my life.
Right. Yeah. Sorry about that. Again, thanks for rubbing it in. Sorry.
Quit apologizing. It's fine.
She said with a snot nose.
I'll live. I put on, okay, so one of my favorite shows that I didn't say when we talked about it is Dateline. You know, you can get stuff like that on podcast. And, you know, I just downloaded the most recent one and thought, well, if I get time, I'll listen to it on the way back. And so I did. You know, after the pass, I had switched from one podcast to Dateline, and it happened to be one it was called Fatal Attraction.
Oh, God.
And this girl thought she found the perfect man, and then he killed her, you know? And so I'm like, I'm going to end up, I won't use the apps. I'm terrified of the apps.
Jessica.
I don't know.
Like, what are you doing to yourself? That's terrifying. Here's the thing. And I'm just going to say this to you. We're smart enough women to know when, like today, somebody was kind of following us in Home Depot. And I think they were just going the same direction.
Yeah.
But I kept kind of turning, like we had Ezra with us, and you constantly read and hear these stories of like human trafficking where they try to take children. Yeah. Right. And so I'm like hyper vigilant whenever I have him with me in public that I never let him out of my sight. But moreover, I'm not going to just let someone follow me through a store. I'll make a scene. I don't care. Because my kid's going to be the last motherfucking kid. I mean, knock on wood, but I don't mess around. So I got to stop saying that, like, I'll come at you or I'll go fist to cuff with you or I'll go toe to toe with anybody. I'm like literally challenging people on this podcast to fight me. I got to stop saying stuff like that because I don't want to fight. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But when push comes to shove, I'll beat the shit out of somebody. So come at me if you don't like it.
Come at me, bro.
But anyway, so there's this person and he was like, we were going down. You know how in Home Depot, it's like there's an aisle of stuff and then down the middle of the store, like lengthways, there's like another, like a cross path. And then there's another, a second aisle of stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Same as like most grocery stores, whatever. But at Home Depot, it's just really long.
Mm-hmm.
Like the aisles are, the first half of aisles are long. The second half of aisles are long. And that walkway through the middle is long because it's basically like a giant warehouse of stuff.
Right. Right.
We're at the Home Depot and we had to go, we were just getting like pegboard stuff for the garage. It's an ambition, but I don't know how, when it's going to come to fruition, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. because we buy all the things for home projects that we never do.
Yeah.
We just like never get them done.
Right.
But Zeb needs it. We had a pegboard situation in our last house. We were going to take it down and just bring it with us, but we were like, no, just like leave it in the garage. Who cares? And then as soon as we moved, he was like, I got to put all my tools in toolboxes now because we don't have a pegboard system.
Right.
And I'm like, we'll figure it out. So anyway, we've lived here for a year and months. And so finally we were like, oh, I guess we better take care of that pegboard situation because the garage is always the last area, like, you know, you do anything with.
Right.
So we had to get that. Plus we had to get some moss out for the roof and we had to get some for the lawn. And then we had to get lawn food and just like weed killer and just all the pesticides too. And so anyway, we're walking through Home Depot and we've gotten all the poison for our yard to like get rid of moss and weeds and whatever, and the fertilizer and yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking down the center aisle mm-hmm. to get to the lumber side, which is on the completely opposite side from lawn care, which is pretty much how it is at every Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever the layout is.
Right.
Lawn care garden shit is on the opposite side from lumber.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking the long walk down the center. And I noticed that the entire time there is this man who has been behind us. Right. Mm-hmm. And I... every time we stop, this person has a reason to stop where they are, which is about 1 to 2 aisles behind us, and then they continue following us. And my first thought, obviously, was like, this person is going to try to take my baby and put him into my baby, who's 5, by the way, who can scream and say, no, stranger danger, stranger danger. He's going to try to abduct my child and put him into some kind of human trafficking situation. So that was the first thing that went through my mind, was like, no, fuck no, not today. But then the second thing that went through my mind is like, why is this person so close? Like, they're following too close for comfort. If they're really looking for something by now, they certainly would have turned. They can't possibly need lumber,
Yeah.
like we do, which is stupid because we're walking the same direction. Like, we're doing that exact thing. We're walking toward the lumber from lawn care. This person didn't have anything in their hands, and they were just kind of like being really, I don't know. It was a weird, I got that lizard brain feeling, that like hair on the back of your neck situation, which is funny because I just shaved it. I mean, I got the short haircut, so I had to take care of it. But it was just like that. It didn't feel right. My gut instinct was like, this person is weird and they are following us for a reason. And Ezra, anyone who knows Ezra knows that he does not shush. And now, just so we're clear, now he's doing it in 2 languages. Because I'm teaching him French, which is really funny because I'm having to, we've talked about this. I understand some French. My family is French Canadian. We don't, not a lot of us speak French. I have extended family that does. I understand some, when someone's talking French, I can kind of understand it. I can speak it a little, but I'm not, to be very clear, I am not fluent in French. So it's like the blind leading the toddler. It's like me trying to teach him French is, it's just the worst. It's just terrible. So anyway, he'll say things and then he'll also turn around and say them in French. And his pronunciation too is just trash. It's really cute because he's like, that kind of sounds like this, but they don't mean the same thing. Like, he'll compare, like, s'il vous plaît. He's like, you're saying see you play, like at the park. And I'm like, no, I'm saying s'il vous plaît, please. I'm saying please, Ezra, s'il vous plaît. And he's like, see me play. You want to see me play? It's not good. It's like, I'm trying the immersion technique and it's not working for shit. But anyway, but he never stops talking. He just talks and talks and he'll talk. He just talks. Even his teachers are like, yeah, he's a very talkative boy. He's got so much to say. It's great. And I'm like, you can just tell me the truth. I know he never stops. So he's playing like Mario on the Switch. And there is this weird person like following us. And my son is just like, and then I found a Yoshi. And then the Yoshi helped me get the guy. And then the guy, I carried him in Yoshi's mouth. And then I spit him out at the other guy and it killed the other guy. Mom, mom, see vous plaît, listen to me. And so I turn around and this person is still kind of following us. And I keep like turning my head, turning my head, turning my head. And I'm tracking like where they're going. And then finally, I just turned my entire body around. And we have masks on because we're in public. I turn my entire body around and I make direct eye contact with this person. And I look at him and I stand still. Now, Zeb and Ezra have kept walking, right? And I haven't said a single word to Zeb because I don't want him to think I'm weird. But at that point, I just got this feeling where it was like, it's now or never. You're going to do this. You're going to turn around. And I did it. I turned right around and I looked this person dead in the eye. And they looked me dead in the eye. And then they reached in their pocket, got their phone, and walked down the first aisle that was right next to them. So I don't know what this, I still to right now don't know what. If there was a nefarious anything about it, if that person really did just need lumber, I didn't see them again after that. But I immediately was like, no, something is off. The vibe is wrong. And I didn't even say anything to Zeb. He doesn't, right now, he doesn't know. And he's not going to know because he's not going to listen to this podcast because he doesn't listen to anything I say. He doesn't listen to the things I say in real life. He doesn't want to listen to me talk on some fucking podcast for another hour. It's true.
It is.
He loves me so much. He loves me. unconditionally can't stand talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, no, obviously he loves to talk to me, but he doesn't like it when I talk at him.
Yeah.
You know, so what is he going to do? Now he's going to subject himself to a whole hour of that? Doubtful, highly doubtful. But yeah, I just immediately, this instinct in me was like, no, this is wrong. Whatever this person is doing, something is off.
Yeah.
And then I didn't see that person again. And we were still there for about another half hour. I even had to take Ezra to the bathroom in that time.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm not gonna fuck around. And so you're not, I think that you have good instincts, and I think that you can probably date safely without worrying about like a Dateline
I
situation.
mean, maybe.
I
I
mean,
don't know.
like most likely.
I don't know. I don't really know how to date. I was in a relationship for so long that I don't know how to date.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do.
I
I mean,
feel
to be fair.
awkward, and I don't know. Like, I even have a little crush right now, and I'll never tell. Like, I just.
after we're done making the podcast, will you tell me? Like today? Okay, we're gonna talk about it once we stop recording. I'm gonna call you back.
Yeah, I'll tell you, but
Okay, all right, I'm excited.
I don't know. I don't know how to approach the subject. I feel really odd being the age I am and admitting that I have a crush on somebody. Like, that feels weird.
It's not like a movie star, it's a person you know.
Yeah, it's a
'Cause
person.
okay, I'm trying to clarify, just 'cause I have a crush on Chris Evans, which everybody knows that.
No, it's not like a movie star crush. It's somebody I know.
I'm just saying that Chris Evans can get it, but anyway, moving on. Your thing. Your thing. We got to switch back to your thing. So it's somebody you know in realsies, you've got a crush, but you don't know what to do. I guess my advice in a situation like that is, well, first of all, probably don't listen to me because I've also been with the same person now for 15 years. So I don't know. Also, I don't want, this is weird because I think that a lot of people get like a lot of people's relationships, they ebb and flow, right?
Yeah.
And there's like ups and there's downs, and there's times where you, from what I gather, there's a lot of times where you're not always on the same page, or your wants or desires are different, and it kind of makes it hard to keep the relationship going.
Yeah.
But to be fair, Zeb and I have never really had the same desires, ever. And he, I'm a very, I don't know if you knew this about me. I'm a very outgoing person. Is
I
that?
never knew that about you.
No, I'm sure you didn't. I'm sure. It's a secret. I'm an extrovert. Did you know?
I had no idea.
I knew you
Surprise!
didn't. I knew. A surprise, boo. And my husband is not at all. And in my 20s, I would go out with the people from Red Lobster, like after we would get off shift, and I would be out with them. And I was usually the designated driver. I am a one and done kind of gal.
Yeah.
For the most part, I'm a very responsible person. I don't like to be inebriated, and so I was usually the designated driver, but I still wanted to go out and have fun.
Yeah.
Like I still wanted to go be with my friends and have a good time and make sure people got home safe, but still, like, it was fun for me to go out and do things. And that was never something Zeb wanted to do. And he, in my 20s, he maybe went to the bar with me twice. Because he wanted to be at home in bed and he didn't, or even just playing video games. Like, he doesn't want to be around all these people. I've said things to him in the past, like, well, why don't you see if they want to be friends with you? And he's like, I already have friends.
I kind of feel like I like okay, so because I just came and visited you, it's like fresh in my mind of like
Yeah.
how your household works.
Yeah.
And you are totally the extrovert and he's the introvert.
Yes.
And I think the reason that I fit in so well at your house is that I'm like right in the middle. Like, I can be an extrovert, but I can also be an introvert. No, I was talking to Ezra about different things. I don't know. We were talking to, you know, we had played the Mario on the Switch and
I was about to say, so Mario.
yeah, Mario and different things. And I would lead him in directions to try to get certain answers from him, but he would go into playing the video games that he wasn't falling for it. But Zeb could see what I was doing, and so he was like laughing at me for trying to lead the child in the direction of a conversation. But yeah, he's pretty quiet, but he's still, I don't know, he's somebody you have to kind of watch. Like I'm an observer, so if you watch him when he's not talking, he can talk with body language, you know.
Yeah.
It's
Well, I mean, I don't know, 'cause when he doesn't talk, I just keep going. I just turn into a real Ezra.
you do that with anyone.
I do. I can't even let people finish their sentence before I start talking again. I don't know where my kid gets it
I
either.
don't know.
Not me.
No, it's
No. Mm-mm. Probably some extended family member who speaks better French. No. He's trying so hard, and so but he's gotten into the repeat after me scenario, and I want him to go to like the back and forth scenario.
yeah.
So I'll say thank you, and he should be saying you're welcome, but because it's in a different language, he goes thank you. So I'll be like merci Ezra, and he's like merci, and I'm like no honey, no, I say thank you, and you say, and he goes, you're welcome in English. And then I'm like, okay, but in French it is. And he's like, start over. And I'm like, merci, Ezra. And he goes, merci, mommy. Like he thought he had to add my title to the end of it. And I'm like, no, honey. You have to say Darion, Darion. And he goes, Darion. It's not going. It's not going super well. I mean, just to be honest,
Just take it for
but
what it is. It's,
it's really cute.
yeah.
It's cute, and I think eventually I'm going to dedicate myself to doing it because it's something that like I've been meaning to just get a handle on it for a long time.
Yeah.
Just because that's, you know, I have family in Canada that's their primary language. Extended family. My immediate family, like my aunts, uncles, and their children, we all speak English primarily.
Right.
And then I have one uncle from Croatia, and English is his second language.
Oh, okay.
And he married one of my aunts, my dad's sister.
Okay.
But for the most part, English is the primary language of my family members there. But my grandpa, before he passed away, he would call his siblings in order to practice his French because they never taught my dad and his siblings. They never taught, my grandparents never taught their children how to speak French. And I opine that they did this so that they could argue in front of their children without their children knowing. But also, my grandma, Georgette, she would. And this is true. Whenever she got really angry about something that Jennifer or I did, she would yell about it in French to my dad. And again, my dad didn't speak French. But when you have a parent who is like bilingual and they use the other language to speak to you, it's just like how I now can understand it.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. I can understand. Like, I'll listen to Justin Trudeau give a speech, and I can pluck out things that I know that he is saying, like whole phrases and sentences and things like that. But for some reason, I can't like repeat it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I get it because I took Spanish in high school.
Yeah, so you
And
understand,
yeah.
but it's like I can't actually like turn around and say it. Well, that's how it was with my grandma. So this is a fun story. I'm so excited to tell this on the podcast. I peed my pants in bed one time, and my grandma was just livid. And it was it, their house was my grandparents' house was like two levels. There was a basement, and then there was like a an upper level. And the bathroom in the upper level was the furthest, like the room I was staying in was the furthest away from the bathroom. And I don't know what it was. I must have slept through it, or I don't know what happened, but I was like 7, right? And I hadn't wet the bed in years. Like, I just hadn't. But I think it was like the first or second night we were staying with them. And I was in a different house, and I don't know why, but I wet the bed. And she was so mad, and she was like yelling in French. And my dad was like, "Mom, don't say that. Mom, stop." And like, my dad and her were having a full conversation where my grandma was speaking French and my dad was speaking English. And I'm like, "You got," and I'm just like looking at dad, and I'm like, "I'm really sorry." And I'm like screaming and yelling, "What is she saying? I don't understand." And then, of course, my grandpa comes out and he's like, "George, calm down," because that's he called her George, which was really sweet. But yeah, it was a whole thing. And it just, and I was like, "Grandpa, I didn't mean to." My grandpa was the most lovely man. He was like, I know, Kim, I know, I know." But yeah, just her screaming in French at my dad answering in English, "Mom, don't say that. Mom, that's, she's just little. That's all it is. I swear. It's just, and she's not used to sleeping here." And it was quintessential Danis is what it was. It was exactly, like, in hindsight, the funniest possible conversation of my grandma in her like nightgown yelling in French at my dad because I peed the bed, you know?
Yeah.
Perfect. It was per it's just I it's those funny little memories where you look back and you're like, that was actually kind of, my grandma was so fucking cool. She really was. She was super cool. My Canadian grandma was an impressive person. And she also just was like, she just was no nonsense, which I wish that I was more like that.
Yeah.
I mean, no nonsense in the way where it was like she just shot you straight, not in the way where I am like all nonsense
Yeah.
and just like ridiculous and think that everything's a joke. And she was funny. Don't get me wrong. She was a very funny person, but she just, it was when it came down to very serious matters, she just shot you straight. She wouldn't lie to you. She didn't, she was never dishonest
Yeah.
or like tried to placate you for feelings' sake. And I was like, I don't know if that's a part of being French, but that's some shit I really want to do. Because our family goes in the opposite direction where it's like, I'm going to be nice because this is bad and I don't want them to feel bad. So I'm just going to be really nice.
Yeah.
And we are overly nice to the point where sometimes I worry that I get walked on, you know?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I can. No, I get it. I actually think that's why I tend to gravitate towards people who are straight shooters.
Right.
And I mean, there are times when people might hurt my feelings and I won't say anything because I don't want to make them feel bad for hurting
Right.
my feelings.
Yeah.
But I also am like, yeah, but I asked for it, you know.
Well, because you knew that's how they were and you kind of just went with it anyway. Yeah, I feel the same
Yeah.
way. So yeah, well, this has been great. A good time was had by all. I guess the basic takeaway is stop sitting on that crush and do something about it. If anyone has advice for Jessica as far as dating goes, please comment in the Facebook group. We would love to hear your ideas as far as
Yeah.
dating goes. Jessica is available, so if you know somebody who's looking to date in the Eastern Washington area, Jessica can be reached at www.imtryingtodate backslash anchor backslash useless conversations backslash Jessica needs a date. And then if you could rate, review, subscribe, and download our podcast, downloads matter, that would be super awesome, and we would appreciate it forever. So I better go. This kid is going to want me to read a book soon. I have to read all the books because Zeb doesn't do voices, and he's now realized I'm some kind of voice actor hopeful or something, and he just wants to do all the damn. You were here. You were here for story time. You
I
saw
was
what I
there.
have to do.
I did.
It gets even worse when we dig deeper into the Clark the Shark thing. The mom has a southern accent, and I told, like I said, it doesn't make any sense. Zeb was like, "Where is she from?" And I'm like, "The Gulf of Mexico. I don't know." He's like, "Do great whites live there?" And I was like, "Again, I don't know. Can we get back to the story? I'm trying to keep it regional."
Well, I guess until next week then, huh?
I guess.
Okay, I love you.
I love you huge.
Bye.
Bye.